You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Who are you?
Oh, Andrew Fondo. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. You know, I hate to say this, but I always like when you and Sarah are gone. Like, either one of you. I mean, you're lovely people, but this gets fun.
It gets creative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrew Fondo sitting in for Sarah Gulseth today.
Yes, and boy, it's a tall chair to fill, right?
Did you ride your bike to work today?
No, I didn't.
I don't know how she does that.
I really don't know how she does that, but good for her for staying well and hopefully safe. So that seems to be the most difficult task on that.
You didn't understand that was part of the agreement.
I didn't. Do you want me to leave now?
No.
Okay, good.
Go find a bike.
Yes. Well, Lime bikes are now all over the city. So, you know, I know you wouldn't know that, not coming into the city much, but it makes it very convenient.
You would have been quite amused yesterday. Spending some time in the city, welcoming our new Lutheran Young Adult Corps volunteer and helping him get back to the house yesterday. And so I spent some time in the city.
He knew where he was going, even though it's like his fifth day here, and he knew more about the city than you did. Is that what it was?
You know me, I'm a county boy.
Yes.
Don't know my way around the city very well. So if you see a guy driving around the city totally lost, it's probably me. Oh, boy. But right. A bike would be fun.
Yeah.
A Lime bike. Sounds like a nice, healthy
way. They make it easy now. You know, all you got to do is have an app on your phone. And it unlocks the bike and away you go. Yeah. It's $1 for every half hour, I believe it is. So just cruise around the city.
Excellent. Then I would be burning like my own energy rather than, you know, gasoline. And
this is correct.
Fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Beautiful, beautiful time of year to be up there.
Have you been up there recently?
Let's see. I was up there at the end of June. I was on campus, actually. Lots of construction going on up there, getting ready with a new entrepreneur building that's being built right now. It looks lovely.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
You've been traveling all over as AVP for product strategy.
Yes.
Concordia Plan Services.
Yeah. Yeah, some good times and some not so good times on the road. Seen some amazing places and beautiful ministries that are out there doing some wonderful work. Also having some tough times, which kind of leads into our second half of the segment today on Identity Guard, because I did have a lot of my material goods stolen while I was out in San Francisco. It was not a pleasant time. You don't realize how attached you are to your phone and computer and all of that until they are not around.
I've been reading a couple of books lately, and it seems that there's this subtle message in all the things I've been reading on health and wellness about our dependence on technology and maybe even our addiction to technology. It's quite frightening.
There was a big sense of relief not having it. And then I realized, you know, I was given this great gift when I was younger. It came from my dad that he's really good with directions. He's just very good about, okay, you go here, then there. I had that. And now because of the reliance on a GPS, I haven't a clue. So when I had to return the rental car, which was broken into and had a smashed window, back to the airport, I'm thinking, I'm lost. I don't have a map. I don't know anywhere around this city. I can't even tell you what direction to go.
It's only adding insult to injury.
It really was.
Returning a vehicle that has a smashed in window.
Right. Yeah, the sad part of all that was I asked the lady at the rental car return spot. I said, does this happen often? And she says, every day. Every day.
Really?
Yeah. Every day. So it's not something that is uncommon for them. I mean, it was just a piece of cake. I drove it in, told her what was going on. She wrote on the window that wasn't smashed, sends a new ticket to me, go inside, boom, get a new car. See you later.
Wow.
That was it. It's kind of a sad reality when you have that is where we are at as a society of people just breaking into rental cars every day.
So that's physical property.
Yeah.
And something you were even borrowing. It wasn't even something you owned. It was broken into.
Right.
What we get to talk about in the second segment is this whole digital world and our identity.
Right. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the thing that I did not really realize, and I think Jerry will talk a little bit about this in the segment, what is our identity? So it's something that, you know, in the Lutheran world, we talk a lot about our identity being in Christ, right?
Yeah, so, and you can't steal that.
No, you cannot. Then when we kind of, what's flipped on end here in our world is that we view the identity as being just our social security number, right? Everybody's afraid of their social security number being stolen. Really, your identity is everything that makes up you. So any of your passwords and usernames that get into things for your favorite restaurant that has a point system to a grocery store that's got, you know, all of your goods that people can go in and see what exactly is Andy buying at the store? What makes him up? All the way to your social security number and everything. And people are behind the scenes trying to build your identity to then be able to go and
buy the same groceries I buy.
There you go. Yeah. To bring them to your house, right? No, they're not looking to do that. They're looking at ways in which they can open up accounts in your name, because now they know, okay, what was Andy's mother's maiden name? We've put it all together. We've constructed who Andy is. What's his favorite, sports team or favorite color or whatever it might be? They're able to pull all of this together and then mimic who Andy is, which is frightening. It's not just about a social security number. It's about everything that makes up you and having the protection around that to say somebody's watching out for me on that side.
I think if they looked at what I was buying at the grocery store, they'd be frightened. And they wouldn't want that identity.
Whole milk, Andy? A lot of whole milk? Or what are we buying?
Man, you're asking like such personal questions.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we actually don't say that because that could put that together into who you are and
this
your identity.
Is true.
So we don't want to
who
know
is
that.
This guy buying pork rinds and kimchi
right.
and whole milk yes. all in the same day
from Global Foods?
They don't have an app though. I don't think they do.
So
we get to take a look at identity, identity theft, and make sure that we're prepared. I use a service and I get my monthly emails to make sure that everything's safe and secure. Mm-hmm. One thing I did this last year is to make sure that our son is protected as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, okay, he's a child, doesn't have to, but he has an identity and I don't want someone to steal that.
Also has a clean social security number, which is gold for the people that are out there trying to look for ways in which they can open up any sort of credit. So it happens all too often for people where their child goes to either get a student loan as their first time or the credit card, and they realize you have mountains of debt that is on your social security number. Because somebody's already stolen that. So absolutely protecting the children from that piece is a big deal. My social security number was taken back in 2006. Wells Fargo actually had a breach of their student loan system. So somebody came in, took all of that.
Stole your student loans?
I wish. Oh. That would have been wonderful. But then also, my brother has security clearance through the government. And one of the things when President Trump came into office, one of the first letters that he sent out was to everybody that has security clearance saying the Chinese actually have hacked into our system, taken all the information of you, as well as any of your family members that you put in to give you the security clearance. So, again, stolen again, this time by the Chinese. So I feel good about what I've got protecting me as far as identity theft, because it's desperately needed as people come in and attack us on all fronts.
So someone had your information. Did you have to deal with any problems after that? Did anything happen subsequently?
Thank goodness, no. I have not had anybody try and open an account or any of those things out there. Does not mean that I'm free and clear. It, again, what happens is people try and they can get the Social Security number. They need more information. So they're out there digging, okay, how do we, again, build a profile for this individual? And they go for top dollar. When you look at some of the stuff that's out there, people can buy things on the dark web that I'm sure Jerry will talk about in more detail, the dark web. Actually, they sell them in bulk. So they sell profiles in bulk, and we've been able to see what those profiles look like. And it's frightening. Again, here's Andy Bates, and here's everything that you need to know. Here's the last three addresses for where he lived. Here's, you know, his mother's maiden name. Here's his eye color. Here's his social, anything that somebody might ask you if you're trying to open an account to then get those dollars and quickly move on. And if you just buy Andy Bates, that would be $1,000. But if you buy 10 more people, that will only be $2,500.
Okay. Now you've opened Pandora's box, the dark web. Perhaps I'm living in a cave here. Is what is the dark
web?
You know,
I probably won't be able to do it justice. We'll have to wait till the seconds. Jerry will have to answer that for us, because it's something that's too hard for even me to comprehend what it is. It's the internet behind the internet. Not just your average Joe Schmo can get there. So we'll leave that question specifically for Jerry and see if he can put it in layman's terms as to what the dark web is.
So you stopped buying your groceries on the dark web?
Yeah. If I got to the dark web, Andy, I would probably be too scared to even buy groceries.
I don't know what it is, but I think I'm going to learn.
Yes.
Have an idea. So even things as simple as buying something on an app or online, there's a risk involved to some degree, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And going on to unsecured networks is really a place that people should concern themselves with. So whenever you see free Wi-Fi at the airport, I'm never on the Wi-Fi on the airport. No way, no how. I knew a gentleman that I worked with that actually took fourth place in the McAfee hackathon. So McAfee's a well-known antivirus software. He was able to get past the firewall of McAfee in 8 seconds. There were three people that beat him that were faster than 8 seconds. And he really told me about the dangers that are out there, especially of being on these things. He could enter my phone, being on the same network unsecure, he could enter it in a second and see all of my photos, any place I had gone, any sort of passwords that I have on my phone. So I stay off of those unsecured networks.
So if they looked at my photos, they could see everything I've eaten for the last week.
Oh, now we'd know what you were buying at the grocery store. Pork rinds.
We're going to talk about identity theft here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Andrew Fonda.